It's 25 degrees and sunny at 4:02 from the QNET newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Brendan Burke. Belleville's Empire Theater hosted the first all-candidates debate for the Bay of Quinte riding last night. And as QNET News reporter LaShana Blair-White reports, the meeting took an interesting turn.
That's part of what we have to do.
Can we stop the proceedings, please, while the police are here?
Last night's debate was a spirited affair. Members of the audience were vocal during each candidate's speech. The debate was quickly interrupted by one particular audience member. Two police officers enter the Empire Theater trying to remove the man who does not want to be named. Members of the audience came to his defense, telling the officers he should be allowed to stay. They were yelling freedom of speech at the officers.
This is freedom of speech. The police should not be here.
Absolutely correct.
But he was not the only one who continued to express his thoughts during each candidate's speech.
Investors, and we're going to continue to do that.
Oh, shit.
The interaction between the crowd and the candidates continued. As for the man and the officer, moderator Lauren Brooker came to the man's defense, explaining to the officers that as long as he stayed respectful, he could stay. It was later reported that the man does not live in the Bay of Quinte riding, but in the Hastings, Lennox, and Addington riding. After speaking to the man for a few moments, the officers allowed him to stay, but also stayed to keep an eye on the crowd. LaShana Burr-White, QNET News, Belleville.
Last night's debate also saw the engaged audience take exception to statements made about the ongoing crisis in Europe. Bay of Quinte Conservative candidate Jody Jenkins voiced his stance on the ongoing refugee crisis at the all-candidates debate last night. While Jenkins acknowledged the seriousness of the crisis, he was hesitant to name refugee resettlement as the solution, a position that prompted mixed reaction from the audience.
These two parties would have us go over with C-17s, load up tens of thousands of refugees and simply bring them back and not address the problem. The major issue over there is the Islamic threat. We know that ISIS and ISIL are taking over regions.
And all candidates debate in Brighton for Northumberland Peterborough South just finished. Green candidate Patricia Sineau and NDP candidate Russ Christensen and Liberal candidate Kim Rudd debated mainly about seniors' issues. All parties agreed that more needs to be done in the riding to address seniors' issues. Conservative candidate Adam Moulton was not in attendance. The next candidates' debate will be hosted in Trenton on September 21st. With the new Fair Elections Act in place, people are concerned that it might be more difficult for people on Native reserves to vote. But even with the new regulations, there are still ways to cast a ballot. Paul Latchford is the manager of Aboriginal Services at Loyalist College and says there is now more incentive for Aboriginals to vote in the upcoming election.
I think there's lots more information now about, you know, why they should vote, you know, how it affects them and the impact to it, because I think for a long time people just felt it didn't matter, right? And we see now where, well, every political party has some reference to Aboriginal peoples. Now there's a bigger concern. There's more opportunities, there's employment, education. So I think some of them are saying, you know, now's our time.
Elections Canada has also posted voting regulations in a number of Aboriginal languages to make voting more accessible. The province of Ontario has offered Quinte area funding for a new immigration web portal. Orlando Farrell, executive director of the Quinte United Immigration Services, says that the hope for the portal is to attract foreign investors and workers to the area whose population is declining.
So the idea is to attract potential newcomers, business investors, international investment, and this is what other municipalities in the province are doing, so we would not want to be falling behind it.
Private parties will fund the project once the provincial funding has run out. Canada's top political leaders are in Calgary for another pre-election debate, with tonight's installment to focus on the economy. On the eve of the debate, the NDP released its proposed fiscal plan, which is forecasting balanced budgets. The NDP plans to pay for such items as national child care program by limiting income splitting for families, cuts to fossil fuel subsidies, and raising the corporate income tax rate to 17%. Green Party leader Elizabeth May was not invited to the debate. Classical music will be coming to the county starting Friday. The Prince Edward County Music Festival will begin Friday night when the New Orford String Quartet will be playing at the Church of St. Mary Magdalene in Picton. the festival's committee marketing coordinator, Haiti Brambett Keller, says it's not a huge event, but people are anticipating it.
This event has been growing over the years, so we've got a very loyal core base, so ticket sales are going okay, pretty well on par with last year.
The event runs till Sunday, September 27th. You can find the full schedule at qnetnews.ca. The local Alzheimer's Society is once again doing its annual Krispy Kreme donut fundraiser. Joanne, a volunteer with the local branch of the Alzheimer's Society, says all proceeds from the sales will go towards programs that help the elderly with Alzheimer's in the community.
They have day programs where you can take the elderly to, and they will do crafts with them and they will play games with them.
Last year, the local branch raised $30,000. This is the 20th year for the fundraiser. Downtown Belleville is undergoing a complete makeover. This has shut down part of Front Street, but at the same time, it's not true for businesses. They remain open. Catherine Brown is an owner of Kate's Kitchen. It opened in July. She says she knew exactly what she was getting into.
We're seeing some slowdown, particularly when the traffic patterns change. I'm working with a lot of the other business owners around here in helping to promote each other, knowing that we're all going to be faced with the construction next year, so we have to be as supportive as we can.
The construction is set to be completed sometime in 2017. That's QNET News on 91X at 4:09. Sports is next.
Belleville Transit announces a new route perfect for Loyalist students wishing to get around and get things done. Hourly departures from Loyalist College 7 days a week will take you directly to Bell Boulevard, the Walmart Plaza, Quinte Mall, and back to Loyalist. An easy and efficient way to get to some of Belleville's biggest shopping areas without transferring at the downtown terminal. More info at loyaliststudents.com. Belleville Transit, where can we take you?
Good afternoon, I'm Brennan Burke with QNET Sports. On the first day of training camp, the Toronto Maple Leafs acquired winger Michael Grabner from the Islanders for 5 minor leaguers. Leafs general manager Lou Lamoriello says the trade was made in part to facilitate other moves in the near future.
Brings a tremendous amount of speed to the lineup. Certainly have seen him enough at the Island. And it also allows us, with the number of contracts that went back, it allows us to do other things at the right time.
Either Belleville or Quinte West will now be the new home for a casino. Ontario Lottery and Gaming made the announcement earlier this month. With this news, many residents are optimistic it could have possible positive spin-offs, including an arena for an OHL team. In Major League Baseball tonight, the Toronto Blue Jays try to hold on to their AL East lead tonight as they continue their series against the Braves in Atlanta. Blue Jays pitching ace David Price picked up a win last night, improving his record to 7-1 since his trade to Toronto. While Price recorded 9 strikeouts, he says the team's offensive effort makes his job easier.
They're scrappy. I mean, there's some guys in that lineup that have, I've faced a couple times and they swung the bat, extremely well. But whenever you go out there and before you throw your first pitch, you have a 4-run lead. That's always big.
In tennis news, Canadian tennis player Eugenie Bouchard has pulled out of next week's Toray Pan Pacific Open as a result of a head injury she suffered at the U.S. Open earlier this month. The announcement marks a series of disappointing developments for the Montreal native. In local Junior A action tonight, the Wellington Dukes are set to visit Oshawa. Puck drops at 7:30. Send us your team or league scores. Email us at qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. And now for your weather forecast. Today, sunny with a high of 26. Tonight, clear, low of 15. Tomorrow, mainly sunny, high of 26. It's 4:12 and 25 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Brendan Burke at QNET News. News on 91X next at 5.